up and snort the coffee.
You seem happy this morning.
Yes, it's coffee time. Coffee.
And lots of it. Good morning. It's KRKO again, Everett's Greatest Hits with Tim Hunter again. How's it going? So far, so good. We're almost to our ever-loving weekend. What's different from the last time we chatted? Well, they did a study. They found out Americans are turning into early birds. If we're talking dinner time, restaurants are now seating 10% of diners between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m., and that is actually up 5% since about 4 years ago. Dinner parties are starting as early as 5 p.m. We're just getting, pretty soon it's going to be breakfast. It just keeps moving. Nobody won the Mega Millions lottery on Tuesday. I just wanted you to know that jackpot will be up to $720 million tomorrow night, minus, of course, my 15% reminder fee. And that's all you're getting out of me, pal. You'll get some music, Everett's Greatest Hits, more of that coming up. Hey there, thanks for hanging out with us for at least a bit of your Thursday. It's KRKO, Tim Hunter, busy morning. Another one coming up tomorrow, because every Friday here on KRKO, we track down a KRKO listener who has downloaded our app and thank them by giving them a $50 gift card to the Buzz Inn Steakhouse. Maybe this week it's your turn.
And now it's time for food news, because we all love food.
Oh, we sure do. Taco John says that's it. They're waving the white flag. They are done. They say they're tired of trying to protect their trademark of Taco Tuesday in court, so go ahead. Taco Bell was after him in court. They just said, Taco Bell, you or whoever wants to, go ahead and use the phrase Taco Tuesday. Little Caesars has an exclusive. If you'd like to try pineapple Pepsi, I am not making that up. Pepsi with pineapple infused. You can only get it at Little Caesars. Whenever the U.S. women's team scores a go-ahead goal in the World Cup, Chipotle is going to give away free food. You have to go to the national soccer team's Twitter account. The first 2,500 fans to text a code to them whenever they get a goal, a go-ahead goal, there are certain stipulations. You'll get a free entree. And even though Jeff Bezos is the third richest man in the world, his fiancée Lauren Sanchez says he still gets up every Sunday morning and makes them a batch of Betty Crocker pancakes. A billionaire, and that's one of the things he loves to do. So you can live like a billionaire in that way. All right, there's your food news. Yeah, summer just rolling along, enjoying these great songs along the way. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits, Tim Hunter, starting out your Thursday morning, a very special morning here at KRKO.
Hey, is our resident movie guy back on the air, back on the air, back on the air? I said, is our resident movie guy back on the air, back on the air, back on the air?
Look who's back, back again. Movie fans, biggest friend. Look who's back, look who's back.
He is back every Thursday morning. Our resident entertainment expert strolls on in here and comes up with a couple of suggestions of maybe a movie or TV show we should catch this weekend. What you got this week, Mr. Movie Guy?
Hey, so here's what's out this week. It's finally here. Barbie is out. The gist of it is Barbie and Ken, and this is a tried and true movie thing. They're having the time of their lives in the perfect world, but they get a chance to go to the real world. And they soon discover the joys and perils of living among humans.
Well, they are many, so
I know.
Who could blame them?
Margot Robbie, Ryan Gosling, Will Ferrell, Kate McKinnon, and many more in theaters. Barbie. It's actually, I've read now, I'm not the official because I've said this to you before.
And all
you
the told time.
Me, you said to me that. I read somewhere that it should be tarred and feathered. You shouldn't even have a movie like this. But it's getting good reviews.
Good buzz.
Anyways, okay. Here's a little trivia question for you. What is Barbie's real name? Do you know?
It was named after the woman who created her, Barbie. Was it Johnson?
Barbara Millicent Roberts.
Well, that was my second guess.
Okay. Next, this is a film that people are talking about, Oppenheimer.
Okay, I got to stop you there.
Yeah.
I got to get this line in.
Okay.
The movie Oppenheimer opens up in theaters this weekend. It's the shocking true story of a bomb even bigger than this show. Okay, you may continue.
This is written and directed by Christopher Nolan. And basically, it's the story of J. Robert Oppenheimer, who is a physicist. And he was one of the people who developed the first nuclear weapons as part of the Manhattan Project.
3 hours, folks. No large sodas.
It's a long one. Emily Blunt, Matt Damon, Robert Downey Jr., Florence Pugh, Josh Hartnett, Casey Affleck, Rami Malek, Kenneth Branagh.
That's a great cast.
I know. No kidding. I'm at the age now where I can't watch three-hour movies. Anyways, I'm a huge, like, Family Guy, Simpsons, Bob's Burgers guy. But Futurama, did you ever watch Futurama?
For a bit, yes.
Yeah, well, Hulu is bringing back a new season of it. Season 11.
You're kidding.
Season 11 is happening on Futurama. I can't wait to see it. I really like that show. And that is all I got for you.
And as usual, that is plenty, if not downright excessive. Maury the Movie Guy, heard reclusively right here on KRKO. Yeah, it's KRKO, Everett's greatest hits, serving up the musical caffeine this morning. Oh, man. Hang on. Kenny Loggins, Bob Seger, Stones, Beatles, Foreigner, Steely Dan, all before 8 o'clock right here on KRKO. Well, the temperatures roll on. Here, we've got it sweet. Triple digits down in the southwest and keep wandering back. Oh, my goodness. New records being set almost daily. They had a high the other day on Tuesday. A big record for baseball. On Tuesday, 12 different teams in Major League Baseball scored 10 runs or more. And that is the first time that has happened since 1894. For those of you wondering, no, I don't remember it. And have you heard Everett's Pain Field is now Seattle Pain Field International Airport? They wanted to give it more visibility, so we're supposed to call it Seattle Pain Field. I'm so used to calling it Pain Field. I'm wondering how long it's going to take for me to switch over. See, I'm the kind of guy that still calls Lowe's Ernst and Macy's the Bond. So give me a little slack, okay? It's KRKO on your radio. Tim Hunter playing Everett's greatest hits. Next hour, our resident entertainment expert, Mr. Maury, the movie guy, will be in here with some options for our upcoming weekend entertainment. But in the meantime, Maury, I wanted to drag you in here because I got a pop quiz for you.
Oh, really? Okay.
Have you ever heard of Screen X?
Screen X. No.
Okay, so I found out what it was last Saturday because we went to Mission Impossible 7. And we're sitting there, we're watching the last preview.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it's not only just on the screen in front of us, but on both of the sidewalls.
Wow.
So what happens is it takes the end of that picture and extends it. So if they're in a desert, you see the desert all the way to the end of that wall.
Huh.
That is Screen X. I bought tickets for Mission Impossible, and I thought, $19? That seems like an awful lot of money for movies. I didn't know they were up to that expensive. Well, it turns out a regular one is like $15. But if you get Screen X, then not for the whole movie, but for certain scenes, like I'm not going to give anything away, they're on a submarine. All of a sudden, on the big screen, there's the submarine. And then if you look to the right, the scene continues and you could see more of the sub. And
wow.
You see people walking by. And I'm just going, you know, okay, there is an exit sign at the very bottom in bright green. But I didn't even know this existed. It's been around since 2012.
Wow.
Where were we?
No kidding.
I missed the memo.
I you know, I kind of remember going to one of those 3D films, you know, with the glasses and stuff.
Well, yeah, 3D is one thing,
yeah.
But And this isn't 2D because it's already 2D, but they call it Screen X.
Huh.
So there you go.
All right, I'll have to check that out.
It's a pretty poor day when you don't learn something. Anyway, wanted you to know about that. Hey, it's KRKO with Tim Hunter playing Everett's greatest hits, and a quick reminder that you could take this music to go wherever you go. When you download the KRKO app, it's in the App Store of your phone right now. It's free. And honestly, when you do that, it's going to change the way you listen to this radio station.
My goodness, we have so much information to disseminate. It's time for a Tim Hunter information dump. Just back that up over here. That's good. Perfect.
Well, here we go. After 5 years of marriage, there are now rumors swirling that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are about to go separate ways. Earlier this week, there was a report that they are taking time apart to heal and rebuild their bond. The Women's World Cup of Soccer is off and running with games down in Australia and New Zealand. Big time difference there. First match for the U.S. women's team going for their third World Cup in a row is tomorrow night at 6 o'clock our time. Fox 13 Seattle is your destination. Did you know that Priscilla Presley and Robert Kardashian actually dated for a couple of years, 2 years after she divorced Elvis? Didn't know. Keeping you up on your texting slang, GTS means go to sleep. Either you are or you're telling a person to do that. And Babies R Us, they went out of business along with Toys R Us back in 2018. Can you believe that? 5 years ago. It is actually opening its new flagship store in the U.S. in the American Dream Mall in New Jersey. So Babies R Us is back. All right, that's what I know.